The combination of climbing medical costs and stagnant wages can make it hard for many working people struggling with chronic health problems. Statistics show medical bills contribute to more than 60% of personal bankruptcies in the country. Mary Meehan has the story of one woman who lost her home while fighting cancer. It's a story becoming all too common as medical bankruptcies threaten people's ability to keep a home.
Christy Reyes's house in Frankfort, Kentucky is rarely quiet. Her grandson, Jalen, squeals, running from room to room. The family is together now, but were apart as Reyes was diagnosed with cancer and struggled to pay for care and keep a job.
Even though I had medical, there was things that medical didn't cover that I had to pay out of pocket for.
She remembers the day she was diagnosed, January 3rd, 2012. She managed to work most of that year, but she cycled through a lot of jobs. She'd need time off for procedures, miss work because of side effects. Shortly before Christmas of that year, she'd run out of options and money. At first, she and three kids lived in the car, and soon she had to let her children live with other family and friends.
I don't care how much money you make. Money is never enough when you're sick like that.
She remembers after surgery to remove cancerous lymph nodes, trying hopelessly to recover in her car. The chemo drugs were damaging her organs, she says. Eventually, she was too sick for treatment to even continue.
My body felt like I couldn't handle anymore.
Reyes' experience is not unique. There are some 1,500 people in Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio who are homeless, and many more living on thin financial margins. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation says half of rural Americans say they could not afford to pay an unexpected bill of $1,000, and a third have had trouble paying medical bills.
We have a saying, housing is health care.
That's Jessica Suchik, Director of Homeless Services for the Health Center Health First Bluegrass. She says stable housing is essential to health.
And without that, it's like, you know, building a house on sand. We have to have that stability. You have to have that landing place. You have to have that safety and that security blanket of safe, stable, and affordable housing.
Health First has adopted a team approach, with each patient having a medical provider, a social worker, a case manager, and a psychiatrist. Suchik says it's made all the difference.
The magic that happens when you address not just the physical health issues, but also the things that are preventing them from getting those physical health issues addressed, is really, that's where it's at.
Dr. Steffi Woolhandler is co-founder of Physicians for a National Health Program. The group advocates for a single-payer system, such as the Medicaid for All proposals advanced by Democratic presidential candidates Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. She says such programs in other countries help people like Reyes avoid homelessness due to medical bills.
In fact, virtually every other developed country guarantees health care to everyone living there. This is true in Europe, it's true in Canada, and it's true in Australia. The United States is an outlier.
After 4 years without a home, most of that time living away from her kids, Reyes says she couldn't take it anymore. Her muscles atrophied from always sitting in the car. One day last fall, exhausted, she parked by the banks of the Kentucky River and prayed. She called the Salvation Army and was told to walk into the Frankfort offices of the Housing and Homeless Coalition of Kentucky. 2 months later, she had a new home and a new peace of mind.
I was actually approved for a lifetime assistance. So that made it even better because I know no matter the struggles of my health or the battles that I got to fight with it, I'm always going to have that support.
Holding her grandbaby in her lap with her teenage son playing video games in the next room, she's content. There is food in the pantry. There are 4 bedrooms filled with people she loves. A simple secondhand dining room table is now her favorite place to be. Looking back, she realizes she was in denial about just how sick she was, and she hopes other people will take some comfort in knowing things can change for the better.
Even on the days where you feel everything's hopeless and you feel that there is no upside to anything, like you still find that that little bit of energy, that little bit of strength to get up and be like, okay, I'm not going to give in today. People just need to know that just because you're going through things, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be stuck there for a lifetime.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Frankfort, Kentucky.